The Medrash that says that in the encounter with Avram Avinu and Ephraim, the discussion of getting the plot and paying for it was back and forth, and the Medrash says as follows. Boyura'e and the Sanusa shall Avram Avinu. Come and see the Anova of Avram Avinu. Shevticha HaKadosh Baruch Hu loses loy ulazara es oretz aroilom. He was muftach. He was promised that he's getting Eretz Yisrael, him and his descendants forever. Ve'achshav loy motzo mokum kvura. And now, Nebuch, he can't find a place to bury his wife. Ela bedomim, only to pay money. So it's a very annoying kind of a thing. Here I am, I have a shtar, I have a havtocha that says this land is all going to be mine. It's promised to me and to my descendants. He will give it to him, I guess, but it's going to be mine. And now, all I need is a little piece of place, a burial, and I have to go pay for it. And even though this happened, he wasn't Mahar Achamidus. Mahar Achamidus means something. Where's his chesed? Where's his yosher? Where's his emes? Where's his integrity? And he didn't come and complain against Hashem. So that's then the second one says something else that whatever. But this is this part of the Medrash. So what does it say here? It says that we see the Anova of Avram Avinu. And how do we see the Anova of Avram Avinu? Because here he was in this very uncomfortable situation of having to pay money for a kever, which in reality was given to him. Eventually it's going to become his and his children's. And now he has to pay for it. And he wasn't Mehar Acharamidus. He didn't come with Tainus on Hashem. And when you just picture who we're talking about and what the situation is, it seems very strange, because it seems to say that this proves we see his Anova. In other words, if Avram Avinu didn't have this Anova, then he would have been Maharach Midoisev Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu and being misloinen on this terrible thing that I have to pay money. When you think about it, it doesn't really make sense. You're talking about an Avram Avinu. You're talking about a person who has such a deep-rooted hakor of Hashem. You're talking about a person who reached the highest levels. This is after Akedas Yitzchok, when he reached the level of Ritzoynoi Kirtzoynecho. He was Verotzo Lishchoit. Hashem said, Shecht, I want to Shecht my son. And my Ritzoynos are completely in sync with the Ritzoynos Haboire. That's who I am. Happened to also be a very wealthy person. So I'm not sure how much 400 shekel is today. We know what that wouldn't be anything to be so nervous about. Let's say it was a lot of money, whatever it is, but I'm a super wealthy man. I'm such a, you know, and money is, and it's not mine. It seems HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised him loseis loy ulezaroi. It's going to become mine. So there's some kind of a sensitivity here where it's not... Something is not so proper. This is going to be mine, and now I have to pay for it. And okay, I understand. You could feel a little bit, it's an injustice, feel a little bit of a... And Ephra was a Baal Bechira. Hashem gave Bechira to people. That's the way the world was set up, in order to be able to reward people for their good. And that's the system. So Ephron chose to make whatever it is, and okay. So I feel a little indignation maybe, but Rabbeinu Shalalem, Avram Avinu, if not for the Midas HaAnova, would be Mahar Rachamidoisav, which Lachera means Hashem. Well, I don't see. Where's his Chesed? Where's his Emes? Where's his Haftocha? Where's his? And he'd be misloina tainus. How could you do such a thing to me? How can you make me suffer this indignity that Ephraim is charging me money for something that's eventually going to be mine? I think that we see two things. Number one, that it's not so simple, I would say, for a person who has a hakor of Hashem If I don't have Akor of Hashem, then, I don't expect too much. But a person has Akor of Hashem, his chesed, his emes, his integrity, his the extent of his yosher and his nemonus and his haftocho and all of this. A person has such a hakora, and then he feels something happened that he feels is something's off over there. It isn't earth shattering. It isn't tragic. It isn't the worst thing that could possibly happen to me. It's only money. You know, abigizunt. It's only money. If it's only money, so that's so terrible. But that, because there's some, on some level, and there's a Baal Bechira doing it, but on some level, of course, Hashem controls everything, and Maisa, he could have changed it. He could have. And now I'm suffering this little bit indignation. I could come to the point to be Maharach Amidah Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I could come to be Misloinen and to have Tainus on him. Why? Because something isn't 100% and it bothers me. I guess to the extent that a person recognizes the extent of the greatness of Hashem's midos, then when I am perceiving something ever so slightly off in that, that it gets me so upset that I can mamish start to be maharer and start to be misloin, and that's true. But what do I need? So that in itself, I think, is something to keep in mind, because I hear a lot of people have tainus on Hashem. And the first thing I think that we see is that the first thing we see is that, you know, yeah, it's shaykh. A person, things are not going the way he wants. It's a big nesoya not to have tainus. It's Avram Avinu could have had tainus too, theoretically. But secondly, we see a person who does have such tainus. What's the antidote? It seems that what could have, or what did, in fact, by Avram Avinu, make all the difference was the Midas HaNova. The fact that he didn't taina, in other words, it would be so compelling to taina when there's something wrong on some level. We're talking Avram Avinu's level. We're not talking about he's going to come up with two fists and say, you know, what are you doing to me and what's wrong? And, but on some level, there would have been what's called Meharach HaMidosev and Korot Tagor, some type of tainus and complaints against Hashem. I said that the one solution to that, in other words, if Avram didn't do it, then it can only be it's because we see his Midas HaNova. Anova is the antidote to that. Because when a person stops to think that, you know, Ani Roy LeTehila, I deserve this. What do I deserve? I don't deserve. Hashem gives me so much. Everything I have is from Hashem. So I really didn't. I'm really no big deal because it's all from him. And Bechlal, compared to what I could have accomplished, to what I should have accomplished, and especially with everything that he gave me and I didn't. So, ain't any royal tehila. When a person starts to recognize that he's not so worthy of praise, take it easy. You know, yes, you could be great. You could be the greatest. But Avram Avinu, didn't he say Anoichi off of Eifer? So didn't he say that? Yeah. So like, a person has that realization, then I'm no tainus anymore. There's a taina in the yashrus and something I really, really, all the yashrus, but the tainus go away. Because I'm not a toyin. I'm not a baltaina. I have no business to be a baltaina. I shouldn't expect anymore. And that seems to be the only real antidote to this natural, I guess, if Avram Avinu could have been guilty of it, then this natural feeling of holding Hashem to such a high standard that if I perceive anything there, it really bothers me. And the only way to get around that is that, you know, kotoyiti mikol hachasodim, what am I? You know, Hashem has given me so much and I didn't really earn it and I didn't really deserve it and I should have been so much more and everything is from him and all of these things. Then I become like, I'm no longer a baldover. I'm no longer a toyin. I'm no longer capable of standing up with tainus because I'm not. I shouldn't be tiny. I shouldn't be complaining. How could I complain? I have so much, and I have so much more than I deserve. And I think that this underscores something else, and that is the critical role of midas in our connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You know, we're familiar, and Bali Musa, you know, emphasize that all the time, and so many indications from all over. But many people have an idea that Yadus is about Kiyum HaMitzvahs and about the connection and attitudes and emuna that we have in Hashem. And the truth of the matter is, it's true. But all of that is really dependent upon the Midas. And if there's something off in one of the Midas, here in this situation, in the Midas HaNova, that it's shayach for a person who has a disappointment. Something happens to him in life, and everything could turn around. He's on such a level. He understands Hashem. He knows. Whatever Hashem tells him, go in Kivish Reis, I'm going. Take Shecht, your son, I'm going. Oh, but now I got to pay $400 or whatever it was for this piece of kfura. Because when the Midas are involved, then anything can change. And therefore we see, I think, from here, the imperative, you know, the misquote, I think, because it's not really what it says in Mishlei, but it's an abbreviated quote that they quote from the Goyim, Lav tikun ha-midas lo melichayim. You know, if not for tikun ha-midas, that's what it's all about. It's all about midas. It's all about tikun ha-midas. It's all about shleimus. It's all about dveikus b'Hashem, which is the product of my developing in myself the ultimate potential, the ultimate godliness, so to speak, the ultimate midas of Hashem. And without that, here we have, without the midas ha'anova, we see a picture of the greatest of people coming out being maharar on Hashem and being misleading to Hashem for a financial loss, which he felt a certain little indignity because of the fact that he would be the eventual balabos. So I think that the need for emphasis of midas is really the essential ingredient. As Chazal say, the Medrash says that lo nitna hamitzvos el letzarif ben sabrius. They're only given, the mitzvos are all given just to refine human character and remove the impurities that exist within us, because it's that character and those impurities that can make the difference in our avodas Hashem, in our connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and in even our speaking and thinking the unthinkable in terms of Hashem, unless those midas are fully in order.